Would you take your Bibles and turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 this morning? 1 Peter chapter 5. And in a moment, we'll look together at verse 7 this morning. But while you're turning there, I want to tell you, 1799, a gentleman named Conrad Reed discovered on his farm in North Carolina a 17-pound rock. He was unsure about this rock, but for 3 years, he used this rock as a doorstop at his house. But in 1802, there was a jeweler who had come by and identified the rock as a large piece of gold. I did some checking on this story, and it is indeed true that this 17-pound boulder really was a 17-pound nugget of gold. Now, we have an incredible treasure in the Word of God, and I suspect, though, at times that we don't understand its great worth. Some people say that familiarity breeds contempt, but I would say that, especially within the Christian church, that our apparent familiarity breeds contempt. You see, one, I don't believe that we often know the Word of God as much as we think we do. Because if we had studied the Word and plumbed its depths, we would find it to be a great treasure. The Bible says this in Psalm 119, verse 72, "The law of your mouth," David said, "is better to me than thousands of gold or silver coins." This is the incredible treasure that we have. And this verse that we look at this morning, in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, is one of those nuggets of pure gold. And I hope that today you might, in a very simple way, remove this verse from the doorstop and place it in a prominent place in your life because it is a treasure of great worth. Well, what is the verse? The verse is simply this, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." I want to speak to you all and to myself this morning on this title, casting or carrying. Casting or carrying. And the first thing I want us to see is the burden of a carried care. The burden of a carried care. 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, everyone has experienced or is currently experiencing care in their life. One thing that you can know about me and I can know about you is that you have cares and I have cares. Some of these cares are self-inflicted, but many of these cares just happen by the result of being in this world. Jesus said in John 16, verse 33, "In this world, you will have trouble." But he says, "Take heart, I have overcome the world." What are our cares? Well, they may be a loss of a loved one. They may be a lack of finding work. It could be a wayward child that your heart is burdened over, or maybe mounting bills or uncertain future. And they weigh heavy on us. They are a burden to us. But what is this care? What is the description of a carried care? The word care in this passage literally means to be pulled apart. In fact, it's very similar to our word anxiety. If I was to illustrate it this way, you have, on one side of a tug-of-war, you have people pulling on a rope this side. And on the other side, you have someone pulling on this side. But do you know what this word care is when we carry it? We're the rope. We're the rope. Being pulled on this side and being pulled on that side by our cares that we carry. Have you ever been enjoying a wonderful evening all of a sudden to be hit with some bad news? I mean, that which had your attention, now you're distracted. Try as you might, your mind is weighing heavy on that care that you just heard. And no longer do you have the attention of that which you were previously focused on. And this so aptly describes our burdens when we carry these cares. But you see, there's a great damage to a carried care. You see, we might think that we're doing God a great favor by carrying our care. We are helping God out. But on a guitar, there is a string that is perfectly tuned and wrapped so that it sings the correct pitch. But if tightened too tightly, the string will snap. And you might be just on the edge of snapping. You see, when we carry these cares, it's damaging to you, to your health, to those around you. Much is said today in the way of mental illness. This is something that is spoken much about. Emotional health can lead to back pains, chest pain, dry mouth, extreme tiredness, aches, pains, headaches, high blood pressure, insomnia, lightheadedness, palpitations, shortness of breath, stiff neck, sweating, upset stomach, etc. I don't know if you've experienced them. I have. You hear bad news, you begin to carry these, and it affects even our bodies. This doesn't even scratch the surface on depression, guilt, pain, loneliness. All from a carried care. Our cares have the possibility of crippling us. Once strong Christians can be crippled by care and cast into depression, guilt, loneliness, etc. But there's something even more damaging than even all of that. And in the Bible, this word is used only in a few other places. And in Matthew chapter 13, we're going to see that a carrying care has the ability to keep an unsaved man from salvation. You know, in the story, Jesus shares about the sower who went out to sow the seed. And there was four types of soil. There was the good soil, the wayward soil, the stony soil, and there was the soil that had thorns and weeds. And Jesus describes this in Matthew chapter 13, 22, and he says, "Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he comes unfruitful." You see, there's someone who comes and hears the word of God, and their heart begins to warm to the things of God, and all of a sudden the cares of this life are pressed down and they are heavy over these cares, and all of a sudden they turn away. They drift away. It was only a couple years ago that I remember seeing a family here at our church, and they began to come, and their family started to come, and they were warming their hearts to the things of God, and then things happened in their life. They drifted away. These are the great dangers of a carried care. It can keep an unsaved man or woman from salvation. The second thing is that a carried care has the ability to make us unprofitable or unable to be a good use for our Savior. Jesus shares this in Luke chapter 21, verse 34. He is speaking about the end when he is going to come again. But then he says this, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. And that day come on you unexpectedly." You say, carousing, I'm fine there. Drunkenness, I'm fine. Cares of this life. The cares of this life have the ability to make us unprofitable for the Savior. That when Jesus comes again, We are found to be weighed down by the cares of this life. Carrying your burden is like running a race with weights. I mean, suppose you were ready to run a marathon, and you got on your big winter boots and your snow pants, your big parka, and you think you're Santa Claus running through the race. Try that on for size, though. You think you're going to run effectively? But yet, when we carry our cares, we are doing the exact same thing in our spiritual walk. We are loading up ourselves with weights that God did not intend for us to carry. The burden of a carried care. I'm afraid that the Lord will return only to find us busy about the world's business and not about His. Jesus says, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? Or will we be weighed down by a heavy burden or a care? But that's the burden of a carried care. But I want us to see the blessing of a casted care. You see, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon Him. Praise God, there is a solution. You see, when we carry our cares, we overload the circuit in our lives. But when we cast our cares upon the Lord, we experience a lighter load. Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But you see, casting your cares is going to be, in your life and in mine, a conscious choice. A conscious choice. You have the choice today to carry or to cast your care. If you just expect your cares to just roll off your back, you will be greatly mistaken. In fact, there are some in this world that will even do you a favor and make your load heavier. They'll just say, oh, I don't think you're caring enough. Here's another burden. Here's another care. And we become to be weighed down by this. But there is a conscious choice we can make. You see, notice Peter's words here is not just a suggestion. He does not say, if you feel like it today, just cast those cares on the Lord. No, he is saying, cast your cares upon the Lord. Not a suggestion, but a command. You see, it's also just not this denial. We don't just say, oh, I just won't think about my cares. I mean, suppose that I go and give a heavy weight that I am carrying to my child and say, here, you take care of it. Well, what am I doing? I'm not really solving the problem at all. But when we give it to the Lord, He is able to do something about it. And so when we cast our cares upon the Lord, it's not a denial, but it is a dependence on God to meet that care. But not just a conscious choice, it needs to be a continual choice. A continual choice. The word is casting our cares. Over and over and over again, we are to cast our cares upon the Lord. Have you ever tried to give something to the Lord? You might pray and you say, oh Lord, I have this burden on my heart. Here it is. And you give it to Him. And you turn around, what do? You stew on it and think about it, worry about it, fret about it. Is that casting? No. You might have just informed the Lord about it, but you have not casted that care upon Him. And so we must continually do this. If it rolls back on our shoulders, we roll it back on Him. And if it comes back again, we put it back on Him over and over and over again. Casting our cares upon the Lord. You see, it is God's will that I should cast my cares on Him each day. He also bids me not to cast my confidence away. But oh, how foolishly I act when taken unaware that I cast away my confidence and carry all my care. Don't do it. Don't cast away your confidence and carry your care. You cast your care on the Lord Jesus and you will find a great blessing. The blessing of a casted care. The third thing is the benefit of Christ's care. The benefit of Christ's care. I remember as a child that when growing up, my parents would tell me to do something, and then I had the audacity one time to say, why? You ever done that? Pick up your socks. Why? To which they responded, because I said so. That answer proved very unsatisfactory to me until one day my child says, why? To which I respond, because I said so. But praise God, by His grace, He does not just give us a command, but He even gives us the why. The why. What is the why? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, and you can insert your why. Why, God? And God does not say to you, because I said so. He says, because I care for you. If it was not reason enough that God had given you the command to do so, He is so kind to give us the why. Because I care about you. He holds the whole world in His hand. And yet, He holds you in His hand. He cares about you. The Bible says that if we were to number the thoughts that He thinks about us, they would outnumber the sand on the seashore. Jesus was the one who was walking along that road, and there was a little man who had climbed up a tree, burdened with cares, hoping to see Jesus. And as Jesus was followed by a great crowd, it says that he looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. Out of all the people, Jesus noticed that little man, Zacchaeus. When the disciples were rowing in the middle of the sea, at the middle of the night, it says that Jesus was on a mountain and he saw them toiling on the sea. There was a Samaritan woman who was at a well, and Jesus stopped and talked to her and shared how he was the Savior to come. The blind man along the road, which no one paid any attention to, met Jesus, who cared about him, and he left seeing. See, Jesus sees, and he cares about you. Over and over again, if you read through, Jesus turned water into wine. He said to his disciples, come and follow me. Over again, we see the care of Jesus. But I want us to look at a few things about his care. You see, when we read this verse, casting, one could preach a whole point on just that. All, another sermon. Your, another sermon. Care, another sermon. Upon, every single word is so valuable in this verse. But it says, for he cares for you. I want you to see the singularity of his care. We have many cares, but God has one care. You see, the first word, casting all your care upon him. This word care means anxieties. It means to be pulled apart. And it is in the plural form. It means to have many cares. But when it says, for he cares for you, in the Greek, it's singular. We have many cares. God has one care. He cares for you. This is so well illustrated when Jesus, he was arrested and he was taken off to be hung on the cross. But Jesus had told Peter just before this that he said, you would deny me three times before the rooster crows. And so Jesus, having been arrested, it says, and Pastor John preached on this, that Peter was at a distance. He was afar off. But when the rooster crowed, it says that Jesus turned and looked at Peter. Think about that. Jesus was on his way to the cross, arrested, condemned, the rooster crows, and Jesus, he knew exactly where Peter was. He wasn't looking around saying, I wonder where Peter is. Peter was on Christ's mind the whole time. And when the rooster crowed, he turned and looked at Peter. And I want you to understand this, that it was not a look of condemnation, but it was a look of care. You see, when Jesus told Peter this was going to happen, he said, Satan has asked to sift you. But Jesus says, I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you. And he is interceding for each one of us because he cares, the singularity of his care. But also the sincerity of his care. He cares for you. You say, God, I don't think you understand what I'm going through. Why aren't you doing anything? This we can feel. But not only does he understand, he is orchestrating all things for your good. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Joseph understood this when he was sold as a slave by his brothers. And then Potiphar had him thrown in prison because he was falsely accused. And I'm sure that in that prison, that there were a few honest moments that Joseph said, why? Why, Lord, has all this happened? And you may ask the same questions in your prison. Why am I going through all of this? But God knows what he's doing. And when Joseph later was exalted to the second in command in Egypt, and he had a child, he says that God has made me forget the suffering. And when his brothers had come and he revealed himself to them, he says, do not be afraid. What you meant for evil, God has turned for good. You might be burdened by cares, but as you cast those cares on the Lord, you recognize that God loves you. And what the world or the devil or even your sinful nature has meant for evil, God is able to turn that around for good. Praise God. Praise God. But not only that, but also the strength of his care. The strength of his care. The word casting here is only used in one other time in the entire New Testament. And it's in Luke chapter 19, verse 35. And the verse reads this. Then they brought him to Jesus, and they threw, this is this word casting, and they threw their own clothes on the colt, and they set Jesus on him, on the colt. Now, how heavy were these clothes for that colt? Not at all. They cast these clothes on this colt, and Jesus sat upon this colt. And what may be too difficult for you to handle is no difficulty for God. No difficulty for God. What may be too difficult for my child to carry is not too difficult for me. And you are the child of God. He will carry your burdens if you would just cast them upon him. And I can just imagine that when Peter was penning this letter, he said, oh, there was a day that I had cast my clothes on this donkey and Jesus sat upon it. And in the same way, cast your cares upon Jesus because he is strong enough to carry the load. The strength of his care. But the last thing is the sufficiency of his care. How many cares are we to cast on the Lord? 500? 1,000? 10,000? The Bible says, casting all of your care upon him. All of them. No care is too small. Sometimes we get the idea that God doesn't care about this little problem. Sure he does. Because if it concerns you, it qualifies. If it concerns you, it qualifies. One of the most marvelous revelations that you and I can understand is that the sufficiency of Christ, that God is completely sufficient for any and every difficulty that we face. We ought not to compartmentalize our life and say, well, God, I see that you understand about this over here, but this just seems too small for you, so I won't bother you with this. No, casting all of your cares upon him, for he cares for you. How many cares are too many to carry? Just one. And you may be sitting here, and you have come to a church service, but this whole time, there's a care that weighs heavy on your mind. And it's weighing you down. You try not to think about it, but it's still there. And over again, your mind is distracted and pulled apart. And you feel like the rope in a tug of war, pulled in this direction and pulled in this direction. And you say, God, I don't understand. Why is this going on? And if Peter was here today, he would say, cast it on Jesus because he cares for you. No burden is too strong that he can't carry. No burden is too small that doesn't concern him. He wants to carry your cares. And if he even has to, he will carry you. He will carry you. There was a licensed pilot, and he was quite recently licensed to fly a plane, and he was flying his private plane in a cloudy day. But he was not very experienced with his instruments and landing, and he began to be afraid. But when the control tower was to bring him in, they could tell that he was getting panicky, and then a stern voice came across the radio that said this: you just obey the instructions and we will take care of the obstructions. They would take care of the obstructions. And God is at the control tower of your life. And you are wondering if you are even going to make it. There comes his loving voice over the radio that says, you just obey the instructions and I will take care of the obstructions. In closing, we're going to sing a song, and I want to invite Joe Rapetsky to come. We're going to sing a song together, but I want to ask you, are you, even this morning, carrying just one care? Because one care is one too many. And if we would just simply cast our cares upon Jesus, we are going to find that he is strong enough to handle them. He is sufficient enough to handle each one. We will experience his sincerity and his love. Oh, praise God that he cares for us. You may be here this morning and you don't know the Lord. And I want to encourage you that Jesus died on the cross for your sin. That if you would just confess your sins and believe on him, you will find that he cares for you and that he can forgive all of your sins. And praise God, you can cast your cares upon him.